Barbados observes 3 days of national mourning at the passing of the Right Honorable Owen Seymour Arthur, born October 17, 1949, Prime Minister of Barbados from September 6, 1994 to January 15, 2008.
Beyond the loss to his wife, his children, an extended family, the passing of former Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Owen Arthur, is certainly a tremendous loss to this country and the region. When Prime Minister Patterson of Jamaica left office, I expressed the view then that he and Owen Arthur represented the last two in that class of political leadership that were driven by a political impulse derived from an ideology of nation building and development which centered around genuine people's betterment. I reflect more so on him and Patterson when I say that than on their peers. And when I say that, I stress that too many others are simply skilled commercial marketeers engaging in political salesmanship and public relations. Owen Arthur was a visionary, but his sense of vision was measured. I think such was the case because that sense of vision was informed by his economic and public finance management skills and his realist politics. His breadth of knowledge was remarkable and evidenced itself by him entering into varied and multiple fields of subject matter, particularly so and sometimes humorously so, matters of the law. This stemmed, I believe, from his avid reading and the measure of the accountability which he felt attached itself to leadership responsibility. His command of his cabinet was an art in practice to behold. It is my view that this derived from respect for him, more so than fear of him. His mantra echoes still in my heart today. Face it and fix it, he would often say to his cabinet.